asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu siyakumema ke manje ube phakathi kwethu.
Oh God, we ask you to be amongst us now.
Sifuna Nkosi ukuzwa ukuthi wena uzothini phakathi kwethu.
We wish to hear what you have to say amongst us.
Cela Nkosi silalele Nkosi sizwe ukuthi wena uthini.
Give us ear to hear what you have to tell us.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje kunezwi la esenginezinsuku noma amasonto athile nginalo enhlizweni yami.
Now there is a word that has been on my heart now for days and even weeks.
Manje uNkulunkulu angibusise ngalo.
Through which God blessed me.
Manje kwaqondana ngqo nosuku lolu lomama.
And it is very apt for Mother's Day.
Oh, nami nje ekuseni ngithe nje happy Mother's Day ngisho kumama wengu umngane.
This morning I also just told my wife happy Mother's Day.
Wosho ukuthi naye wajabula.
And she was happy.
Kokunye wena ungakabi nawe umama nami uzwe lokhu nami nguzwile. Lathi kuhlengezelwe inyembezi sengize emsakazweni ukuthi awu kusuku lomama nami bengizosho kuma wami ngizothi awu ma ngifisele okuhle noma usumdala awudluli ukuthi nami ngabe ngiyasho naba omama ngiyabazwela nabo abangasenabo omama.
And I also feel for those who weren't able to say Happy Mother's Day. I also had a mother, and one always misses that dearness of the mother and having to be able to wish her a happy and a blessed Mother's Day.
Ngoba nina besifazane nibusiseke kakhulu ngoba uMaria weza ngani ukuthi uJesu azalwe.
Because you mothers are very fortunate, but because the Lord Jesus used you so that the Lord Jesus could be born of you.
Owavuma ukuthi ngiyintombi nto ngingakhulelwa ngaphandle kwendoda.
The one who was willing, although she was a virgin, that she should be conceived without knowing any man.
Owathi mayihlangana no Elizabeth kwagquma umntwana esweni.
And when she met Elizabeth, this child jumped within her.
Babaza uyababaza nje la umandla. Ukuthi uMaria wayethwele inkosi yamakhosi kuze kwenzeke lokhuya esweni sika Elizabeth.
Amazing that just at the greeting that something took place in Elizabeth's innermost being.
Uma ngabe umbukela phansi umuntu wesifazane awuvelele wena.
If you despise a woman, well, you are in a predicament.
Umuyindoda waqhamukaphi umuntu wesifazane?
And if you are a man, where did you have your origin? Through a woman.
Abanye abantu abafuni ukuthi bethathe iluleko kumuntu wesifazane.
Some people don't want to accept any advice from a woman.
Kodwa mawubusisa umuntu wesifazane ubaluleke ngenye indlela.
But to bless a woman is of importance.
Thina siqhamuke emndenini lapho obekufanele ukuthiwa hawu yini ongayitshela umfazi. Yabona? Vele kwaziwe nje kwesizulu ukuthi ayikho into ongayitshela umfazi. Namhlanje ngisho uhulumeni usefuna ukuthi bafekhundleni kufakwa abantu besifazane namhlanje. Kodwa kulesa sikhathi bekuthi umuntu wesifazane into engelutho.
We grew up in a family where we would easily say, well, what has a woman, why do you take care of what women say? Why do you be influenced by that? But even now the government here in our country wants to put women in high positions.
Kodwa ke nizweni ke ukuthi nga uNkulunkulu yena njoba kadicula ikwaya la ukuthi walithanda uNkulunkulu wasithanda ngandlelani njoba kadicula la ikwaya.
But if you just ponder and think about, as the choir sings, that God, for God so loved the world.
Manje ke uyayibona ke indaba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzozwa la ukuthi wasithanda kangakanani ukuthi ngalo umuntu wesifazane owavumayo. Oh mina uma ngangendoda oh mhlawumbe ngangothatha umese ngibhoboze lengane le elayiswini. Kodwa manje lo muntu wesifazane ngoba bona basithwala inyanga ezo-9 besibe siyilayiswini. Yebo ke namhlanje sebeyayikhipha ingane benza yonke into bayahushula benza yonke into kodwa wami uma kangibulalanga nhlanhla leyo.
Now just think of this great love that God had for us, and to think of this amazing woman, that this should happen to her, this virgin, but she was willing. I maybe as a husband would have tried means to abort or to kill this being in her, but just see how the Lord wonderfully worked it, and there was a willingness of heart.
Manje sicela ukuthi ngifunde la incwadi la ngoka Johane sahluko sesithathu.
Let us read out of John chapter 3.
Johane isahluko sesithathu.
John chapter 3
ngokuka Johane isahluko sesithathu.
So we read here in John chapter 3.
Abanye bathi hawu nangephinda kathathu lokhethe Johane Johane Johane. Hawu uma ungathola eBhayibhelini kweindawo athi ngiqinisile ngiqinisile ngithi ku kweindawo ethi Simoni kaJohn uyangithanda na kuze kube kathathu inkosi hey angazi ukuthi nina nani ngeke ninimelane nalezo zinto.
Now some of you might say, why is he repeating it thrice? Well, the Lord also sometimes said, verily, verily, I say unto you. He repeated, he wanted to repeat it. And even when the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? He asked him thrice. So learn out of this that you sometimes need to hear it thrice.
Ngoba uma ufuna ukuthi umuntu ezwe kahle kufuna umphindele. Uyazi mani ngahamba kwezinye inkonzo ningamangala ukuthi baphinda baphinde ngoba khona bangezwa kahle abanye beze bekubambe uma ufike einganeni zesikole eyifunda phansi emaklasini aphansi eyindaweni zabantu kuphinda kuphinde 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 ukuze ikwazi lengane ukubamba ninabothisha.
Now remember that even if you go in some other churches and congregations, very often they repeat things because they are maybe the elderly, maybe that are a bit hard of hearing. Even in school, even in the youngsters, the teachers have to repeat things so that they hear and understand well.
Kodwa yahlupha ingqondo yethu ukuthi ade lokho ephinda phinde phinda phinde umuntu noma egcizelele egcizelele iyahlupha ke lezo zinto esikhathini sanamhlanje.
But how easily nowadays are we offended if somebody does something which we dislike and we take offense at it?
Kodwa ke sizocela ke la sifunde evesini leshumi nesithupha 16 siqale lapha.
But let us read here. We will start from verse 16.
Lethi ke ngokuba uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezele yodwa ukuba yilowo nalowo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu akayithumelanga indodana ezweni ukuba yahlulele izwe, kodwa ukuba izwe lisindiswe ngayo.
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
Okholwa yiyo kahlulelwa, ongokholwa yiyo usahlulela lokhu engakholwanga egameni lendodana ezelwe yodwa kaNkulunkulu.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Now we can maybe later continue reading, but let us just ponder on these words, this word which is the word of life, the bread of life.
Angazi wena ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyisinkwa yini sokuphila kuwe.
I don't know whether the word of God is the bread of life to you.
Ngoba abanye mhlambe ukuthatha isonto noma inyanga iBhayibheli mhlambe azalithuntuthe ngesonto kuma efundayo mhlambe noma efunda akezwa lutho ukuthi lithini.
Possibly that some don't even read the word for a whole week, and even maybe weeks on end, that you even have to dust off your Bible, not hearing what the word says.
Namhlanje ke sizwe ukuthi ngokuba uNkulunkulu wathanda izwe kangaka waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezele yodwa ukuba yilo nalo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi.
Here we hear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Omunye ngenkathi ngishumayela kwenye indawo ngalelizwi wathi, how thina ke singenapi lapho ngoba izwi uNkulunkulu wanikela ngendodana yakhe ukuthi okholwa yiyo angabhubhi la abe nokuphila okuphakathi thina ke ngoba phela kukhulunywa ngezwe thina abantu asiphathwa la.
Now, at some place, somebody asked me now, where do we fit in here? Because God so loved the world, because we don't find ourselves here.
Kodwa masikhuluma namhlanje sithi izwe lonakele.
Today, if we speak, we say the world is corrupt.
Sithi bonani izinto ezenzekayo, kushintshwa amathayi, kwenziwani, kuyatelekwa, kwenziwa zonke izinto, abantu babulalana, badubulana, kwenzeka zonke lezi zinto, sithi izwe lonakele, noma umhlaba wonakele.
We say today the world is full of violence, full of atrocity, murder, and striking. We say things are bad in the world.
Kodwa cha bubo izwe yithi thina bantu.
But no people, the world is we people.
Njoba ngishilo ke ngathi abantu namhlanje baphucula bayiphucula amakhanda, abanye bapenda, abanye bagqoka ngalendlela, songeneni izwe kubona.
Now, as I was speaking of the hairstyle, some shaving off their hair, some using makeup, some dressing in different ways. Well, it is the world that offers them that, and they follow the trends of the world. Allow me to speak the truth.
Lingene ngishe inganeni zabefundisi seyiqhoka inge indlela yasezweni.
The world enters into churches. The world enters into children of ministers of the gospel.
Kanti uJesu yena uthi uMaestela la uyena ethumele ngalendaba le esizwa ngathi uNkulunkulu wadela noma wanikela, kusho ukuthi waba nenhloso ukuthi ayithumele indodana yakhe ukuthi umuntu okholwa yiyo angabhubhi.
But Jesus was sent, the Father, out of his love, he sent that Jesus should give his life, that we should not perish.
Manje masingakholwa indodana lena uNkulunkulu wayinikela ngayo ezelwe yodwa, sizoshonaphi ekubhubheni.
Now if we do not believe this Son that was sent by God, we will find ourselves perishing.
Uyabona umuntu mayethi ngiyakupha lento uyanikela nakuthanda uyakupha sathola isipho esikhulu kabi thina ngendodana.
If somebody gives you something, it is an offering, a gift that he gives you, and you accept it as that. And so we have been given, the Son was given, so that we can accept him.
Kodwa siyawudela lo Musa esenzela wona uma singakholwa.
But we despise this grace that is intended for us if we do not believe.
Kodwa masikholwa kuhleka.
But if we believe, then it's wonderful.
Uma singamaKristu sesiyemukelile indodana isingaphakathi enhlizweni zethu kuhleka.
If we as Christians have accepted the Son within us, then it's wonderful.
Kodwa mangabe lo mbuso esunike wona siuchilizela ngaphandle siphila impilo yasezweni akukuhle.
But if this kingdom that, so to say, is entrusted to us, if we shy away from it and push it aside, we remain in death and in destruction.
Manje ke uyazi ngisho uJesu ehamba la emhlabeni wayethi usindiswa ukholwa kwakho.
Often Jesus walked this earth and would say, your faith has made you whole.
Manje ke nathi ke noma umuntu efika kuwe ezothi hawu angithandazise kulokhu noma nginesifo kulokhu, uma wena umbuzo umuntu ukuthi ngempela uyakholelwa yini ukuthi ungasizakala, uyambona umuntu sethi awu njengoba wathandaza nami ngasizakala.
And even if a person comes and says, I have got this problem, please pray for me because of this sickness in me. And then after the prayer, the person returns and says, I was helped because of this prayer.
Uthema ekhuluma umzalwane wethu la ukuthi uhambe kanjani phesheya, kwangithokozisa ukuthi liyahamba ivangeli.
And when our brother related how things were going overseas, my heart rejoiced at it.
Kumnandi izinto enjengalezo njoba sizwile ukuthi uyafika le ezweni la phesheya nakhona.
It's wonderful to hear if they go in overseas countries and the people accept the message. That is sweet to the heart.
And
saying of how they came and just confessed their sin. And so he sat down so quickly, I thought, oh, he could have related more to us.
Laba kade bemila beculisa laphandle baculi iculo lami engilithanda kabi.
Those singing here in front even sang a song which I love.
Lokuthi izwi lahlaba inhliziyo yami langbonisa ukweduka kwami.
When they sang, the word struck my heart and I saw my errand, my lost state. And my soul was saved out of it. I was walking to the toilet. Some call it bathroom.
See,
the Germans are a bit more straight. They just call it by name, but the English rather call it a bathroom.
Mind you, mangila pendinengani.
When I was there,
hey, belenga ngakuza ngiphakathi endlini encane.
And then even there,
ngakuza mina.
And I had to marvel and astounded.
What, hey, usibanibani yinja. Khona usho khona la, usina unami lapha ya mina ngiphakathi kulele le.
And then I heard someone say, oh, so and so acts like a dog.
Oh, ngathi mina, I know to act njenge what is uyinja? He's a dog.
He said he's a dog.
Oh, ngathi mina uzothuka phakathi esontweni uNkulunkulu uzoqalekisa. What you are told is again, ngathi hayi xolisa uNkulunkulu ngathi kusho ukuthi uvakashile nje la wena.
And so he said, what? Do you even curse in the church? He says, sorry. So I just thought, well, he's probably just a visitor. And then he said, oh, please, my apology. I say, no, you need to apologize to God. You can't just apologize to me. He is the one that can forgive you.
Abantu abanjalo badinga izwi likaNkulunkulu lokuthi libahlabe ukuze babonise bephenduke ezonweni zabo abakaphenduki.
Such people need the word of God that will strike their heart, and then they will see and realize their evil and cry out and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nani nilana njengamaKristu nengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu izwi lahlaba intiziyo zenu nase niyaphenduka lanibonisa ukweduka kwenu njengoba nibizwa ukuthi ningabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And you as well as children of God who are here, the word of God pierced your heart, and that's why you've repented and were converted out of that evil life.
Nabona la ukuthi soba nokuphila.
And here we hear that we will have eternal life if we believe. And then if you have found it, then you hear, oh, so-and-so is living for God because of the life that he has received.
Kumnandi noma ngabe umuntu usebenza esitolo noma usebenza eplazini noma ulaphi noma usethekwini. Noma ngabe usegoli bethi noma usesikoleni bathi hey usibani bani uyayiphilela inkosi.
It is wonderful to hear of a person, whether he works in the shop or on the farm or in Durban or Johannesburg, to hear a report that person is living for God.
Manje akukho ukuphila ngale bazalwane ngale kwethuna, kufanele siyiphilele inkosi sisela.
And you will not find eternal life just other side of the grave. You need to find it here while you're living here on this
ngoba mase sikholwa soba nokuphila okuphakade.
Because if we believe, we will have everlasting life.
Ngeke sibhubhe.
We will not grow old.
Kodwa mase ngayiphileli inkosi maye kithi.
But we will perish if we do not live for the Lord.
Limnandike evangeli basha.
So this is, we can only say how wonderful is the gospel.
Basha.
Young people.
Lithi sinevangeli basha liyasiqondisa. Ungcono liyeke kunokubona imfamfathe.
There's a song that says, young people, this gospel is wonderful. Rather leave it than just take hold of it and just do with it as you please.
Manje uma unumfamfatha ilesi sikhathi wena ungakwazi ukuthi uma utshelwa ungafuna ukuqondiswa. Manje lithi ke leli vangeli liyasiqondisa. Njoba le lwensizwa la ngibele ngayiqondisa. Sidinga ukuthi uma senza izinto uma uyintombi uyinsizwa noma umama noma ubaba uqondiswe. Lokho obuzwa kubumnandi bevangeli.
So if you take hold of this gospel and hold on to it, not just touching it or feeling how it feels. It will direct your paths and your life will be directed and straight.
Let us hear verse
19.
Okholwa yiyo kahlulelwa, ongakholwa usahlulelwe engakholwanga egameni lendodana ezwele yodwa.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. If we do not believe, then we are already condemned here in this world.
Kanti sizwa la ukuthi uJesu akazelanga yena ukuzohlulela kodwa uzele yena ukuthi azosindisa thina la emhlabeni.
We hear Jesus did not come to condemn the world but to save the world.
Kodwa ngempilo yethu esimasiphila impilo engasile sesihlulelwe ngokukholwa kwethu.
But our lives, if our lives don't portray that we are believing in him, if we don't believe and the life is evident, we are already condemned.
Yayizwa ke iBhayibheli likubeka nje ucace na lelizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayithumelani indodana yakhe kithi izelwe iyodwa.
We hear here clearly, as the Bible states, why God sent his only begotten son.
Bukani ukuthi kwaze kwagcingidingeka ukuthi ibethele siphambanweni lichitheke igazi layo bese ngalo sisindiswe.
See how he had to be even crucified on a cross, and that through his blood we can be saved.
Hey, kwabanye isiGreki lokho.
To some it is Greek.
KwisiGreki nje ukuthi ngegazi nje sengageza inhliziyo.
That through the blood the heart can be cleansed.
Kwabanye leyo nto sekungathiwa nje hayi insumansimane nje ukhuluma inganekwane lo ukuthi nje ngegazi nje lika Jesu nje sengakwazi njalo inhliziyo yami singahlanzi singagezeka njalo into engenzeka kanjani leyo.
Some people might just call it fairy tale and say no, through his blood being shed that my heart can be cleansed through it.
UNkulunkulu uyasebenza phesheya, uJesu uyasebenza endaweni ethile. How? Kanti lo Jesu eyethu sengakwazi nje impela ukuthi asengasebenza zonke lezi ndawo.
That Jesus, through his working, lives can be changed even overseas at the same time here as well. How is such a thing possible?
And ngomoya.
But it is through the Spirit.
Ngomoya angakwazi ukuhamba wonke umhlaba wonke. Ngomoya kaNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukusebenza uNkulunkulu.
Through his Spirit, through God's Spirit, he can work in all places.
Manje amadimoni nemoya emibi iyakwenza lento idome ingqondo yomuntu mayengakahlangani noJesu.
And the evil spirits and the demons themselves, they wish to darken the mind of a person, not to understand, not to grasp.
Kodwa mangabe izwi selihlabile inhliziyo noma kamama noma kamama kamama noma entombi noma kababa layibonisa ukweduka setholile uJesu.
But if the word penetrates, strikes the heart, then a man realizes my lost state and I need to turn to be saved, to be washed.
Izolo besihambe nabanye sivakashela umzalwane wethu oseno 94.
Yesterday I was accompanied by brethren. We went to visit a lady who was already 94 years old.
Akatondolozelwe uyahambela nje.
She doesn't need a walking stick, she's just walking fit.
Manje waqala yena wafika la waphahleka indlu yokuqala walala khona umfundisi khona kule ndlu yodaka.
She came here when one of the first buildings here were even built with mud. They were the first ones who went hoeing in the fields, and we fetched them from Mapumulu. And she was the one who witnessed to us how things started right at the beginning. Now, I don't know whether she's present this morning, but we really had the privilege of hearing a wonderful witness. She had said that her children were actually helped or financially sustained through her selling homemade brew.
Oh, kodwa may says ukuthi hawu kukhona okwenzekayo la kwasiza abantu wathi hawu nama ke ngofuna ukuthi ngize ngifike khona.
And when she heard that things were happening here was Sizabantu, she said, let me also go there. Maybe there's help for me. And then maybe I can work and get a few cents.
But
one of the children said, no, no, Mom. If you go and join to the Sizabantu, then you're not allowed to go there. And they even chased her from her home. And she lived here.
Leli evangeli langishisa ukuthi ngidayise ngogavini ekhaya ngathola leli evangeli ngakwazi ukusebenza emasimini la ekhaya ngathola leli evangeli indodakazi yami nanka amawele amabili owele lana kade lo munye wabo becula la seniyambona nishesha ukuthi
this mother said I was helped when I came to the mission. And yesterday we heard the wonderful testimony, and she said, even one of my daughters, one of the twins, is one who sang here in the choir. So maybe you know who she is. Her mother. And then we said, well, who is the one that really, in the outset, which of the two twins was going to be killed? Because in those earlier years, in the time of ignorance, one of the twins had to be killed and only one survived. And then one of the children, it's good, well, was just going to be suffocated by putting a stone into the mouth. Well, it's good that you know how things were in the past. So the mother who bore twins, one she would have one on her back and the one she would hold in her arms. And she would know that one of the children has to die. But then the gospel came, and through it, a new civilization that rendered this also naught. And we could see the way that this was not right.
Siyabonga abamhlophe abafika baletha leli evangeli la zonke lezi zinto zabonakala ukuthi hayi akuona amasiko amahle ngoba khona amasiko amahle namasiko amabi.
So we are so thankful to those whites who came, brought us the gospel, and then we could part from those traditions that were wrong. They are good traditions, but the wrong ones we need to lay aside. And in verse 20 we read, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
Manje kukhona abantu abakuzondayo ukukhanya, njoba lisho iBhayibheli.
As the Bible says, there are those who hate the light.
Abanye mawungaqishwa nje ugesi kukhona izinto abazenzayo ebumnyameni.
There are those that if the light gets switched off, they do things in the dark.
Khona kungahlwa nje ebusuku fanele botshontsha, botshontsha imbuzi zabantu, botshontsha inkuku, yonke neyimoto zabantu bayoqhekeza ngoba bezonda ukukhanya.
So Some people love the darkness. There they can steal, whether it's chickens or goats, or rob cars, or break into cars. Even sometimes during daylight, they are love this darkness. But that's why people come to this place of light.
Manje bangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ukuthi kulabo abasehamba ngokumnyama bekwazi ukuthi izinto zobumnyama beyiveze ekukhanyeni lokwazi ukuthi besizakale.
May the Lord help those who have lived such a life, they might come to the light and that it can be exposed so that they can be helped out of this evil.
Ngoba imsebenzi emibi yabo abafuni ukuyiveza ekukhanyeni, lisho njalo iBhayibheli.
They would not like their evil works to be exposed. That's what the Bible says.
Kodwa labo bayivezayo ekukhanyeni, uNkulunkulu sibona ebasiza.
But the one who exposes things in the light, God helps them.
Manje sikhathi si angazi ukuthi senzani namhlanje noma iwashi lami ndiyagijima. Bona manje ukuthi hawu. Kanti iwashi eligijima kangaka.
Now, the time has already flown. I don't know whether my watch is just running ahead. It seems as if time has just flown.
Ay, kushuthi ke manje kuyahlupha okwala emhlabeni ngoba ngale ezulwini alikho iwashi, ulokho ekhonziwe.
We are so troubled and ruled by the watch. But up there, there's no watch. We will just be worshipping the Lord. And I believe in that. If you would have been when the revival started, you would not place so much faith in the watch.
I
don't know whether it's because of the BP and all the different diseases that now you must go and drink all the tablets.
And
today we've got doctors attend. At that time, no, we were busy with God's things and God stepped in and helped us and we were just looking for His mercy. And may I tell you the truth, if you are governed by the watch, you will lose out on spiritual things. And if you just look at the watch and say, well, now it's time to sleep. I can't carry on counseling, you know, and what will become of me? Well, then you are far behind, not only kilometers behind, but miles. At that time, it was still miles. And then you are busy counting. So this is how many people spoke, and then the choir, and the choir sang too many songs, and now we have the sermon, and now when will they eventually stop? Now you see, even the one uses counting from the thumb. And we actually started with a small finger counting. We say one is one.
And then two.
But they say one, two, three, like this. So I say we can do it in different ways. My grandmother used to count like this on her chin, and thereafter we knew. Now it's
enough.
And even at home, you can read Genesis 20, starting from verse 22.
Abraham.
He had his son, Isaac.
uNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye ngenxa yesikhathi sofana ngalifundike lelizwi.
Now because of time I will not read it. God spoke to him.
Wathi akayithathi indodana yakhe ayezweni antshele lona elithile.
And that he should take his son and go to a place that he would show him.
Wathatha imbongolo yakhe neinkuno ayiqanda bahamba nendodana yakhe neinceke.
And then he took the donkey, he took the firewood, he took his son and the servant.
Uma behamba sebezofika ngakhona, uNkulunkulu wamkhombisa ukuthi nansi leya ndawo ebengikhombisa yona.
And when they neared the place, God said, "That is the place that I have shown to you."
Maungama lapho nje ukuthi nansi leya ndawo ebengikhombisa yona ukuthi kungasho izinto eziningi lokho.
And if you can just pause there, that is the place that I showed you. You must take note of it.
Ubalulekile ukuthi umlalele uNkulunkulu ukuthi ukhuluma na uthini ukuthi maye ukukhombisa ukuthi hamba uye endaweni ethile noma ngabe ukushumayela noma hamba yoxolisa mlalele uNkulunkulu.
It is so important to listen to what God says. If he sends you, if he says you need to make something right, listen to what he tells you.
Abanye bazotha uNkulunkulu bebethe abanye mabefika la bethi uzwa kanjani uNkulunkulu.
Some say, well, how do you hear God's voice?
Manje sofanele umchazeleke manje usemdala lo muntu kodwa akazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma kanjani izwi likaNkulunkulu lizwa kanjani.
So then you must sit down with such a person and explain to him, how do you hear God's voice? How does God speak? And even if it is an older person, you need to speak this.
What to Abraham wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
But Abraham, he obeyed God.
Osingafunda lapho ke ukuthi uAbraham wamlalela wazi wayishiya inceku zakhe wathi salani la sisakukhuleka.
And then Abraham, having heard God's voice, he told his servants, "Stay here, I am going further to worship."
Manje ke mangaleso sikhathi seyisele inceku yayisibuza ke indodana uthi how sahamba njoba sihamba iphi imvuzo bomnikelo na wathi ha uNkulunkulu yazi.
And when
umuphi umnikelo ozoba yifu.
And then he proceeded with his son, and then his son asked, "Father, where is the sacrifice? Where is the offering that we will bring? There's no sheep that we are carrying."
Angazi ke makhosikazi.
Now I don't know.
Nani madoda ukuthi wayitshela yini inkosikazi ukuthi nangu uNkulunkulu uthi mama Sarah sengoyeni uthi angoyenza umnikelo le ngihamba naye angasi.
And then he said, "The Lord will provide." Now men, women, I don't know when God spoke to him whether he went to his wife Sarah and explained to her, "I'm going to sacrifice my son now."
Angiboni.
I don't think
so.
By my own intellect, I don't think. So I don't think that he even spoke to her, because she would have explained, "What? Our only son, after having prayed so long for him, after having received him in our old age." I don't think he spoke to her about it, but he just said, "My son, you come along."
Anje uMubaba wangifundisa ukuthi ungamtshela unkosikazi ukuthi unamali.
My own father told me, "You must never tell your wife that you are a bit, sometimes you stammer." Because that will just come to an end.
So there
are things that you as a man know, "I need not tell my wife this."
Maybe wahamba naye uIsaka neinceku.
That Abram's way was successful was perhaps because he sewed up his mouth. He didn't say a thing. He did in obedience to God.
Uma esefika laphaya yabuza ke manje ukuthi hey sibona kuphethwe inkulu yiphi manje imvula wathi Abraham inkosi yes.
And here we find now them alone on the way and the son asking, Father, we have got the firewood, the fire, but where is the lamb? And he answered, my son, the Lord knows, God knows. And now he was busy building the altar, and I can imagine him tying his son on the altar.
Hey, kulesi sikhathi sanamhlanje kwangathiwa uyayihlukumeza ingane uyihlukumezile noma baba uyangihlukumeza kufanele ungenze lento. Manje uzoboshwa lento suyenze. Kodwa indodana yathula du. Asizwe eBhayibhelini ukuthi yalwa noyise wathathi eyibopha. Engathi ngibona leyo ntambo eyibopha yathula.
Nowadays we would say this is the worst type of intimidation. But we don't hear that the son opened his mouth as if he was willing to be sacrificed.
Wathatha umeseke manje sethu uyayihlaba ke manje indodana sewuphakamise ngiyabona umese sewuphakamise kanje.
And then he took the knife and it's as if I can also see him lifting up his arms to stab the sacrifice.
Ingilosi sezulwini yamkhuza. Abraham.
But an angel in heaven reprimanded Abram.
Oh, what I was there, Abraham, as Bonitum Lalilungulungu.
Said, wait, Abram, we see that you are obedient to God.
Utin dota neotwa, white tela, Utin Joba Sebushungulunguluge, Utin Jangamanje, Hambu Nigel, Ube, Ibu Nigelo.
We see that you have not withheld even your only son. When God instructed you to do it, you were willing to sacrifice your son. At sometimes it comes at a high price to be obedient to God.
Lento kayifuneki la lento ayenziwa la ngane yama kwenziwa lokho makungami akugqokwa kanje noma baba lendlela osuhamba ngayo ngisahambisani nayo.
Because at times you will have to give instruction and say, this is not allowed here. No, you cannot speak like this. No, you cannot dress like this.
Kuyabiza ukulalela uNkulunkulu.
It comes at a price to be obedient to God. But tomorrow you will see the fruit. And some will recognize you as a man of God because you obeyed even in those conditions.
U-Abraham ngikhuluma ngaye namhlanje noNkulunkulu ngikhuluma ngaye owadela indodana yakhe ukuthi ize la emhlabeni sizosindiswa thina ezonweni zethu.
Today we speak of Abraham who was willing to deny his own son. We speak of God who so loved that he gave his only son that we might be saved.
Abrahama iyodwa indoda awu wamlalela uNkulunkulu wathi hayi ngiyayihlaba ke manje ngiyayibulala sokufanele ngihlabe kangangabazi ngoba khuluma uNkulunkulu.
Abraham took his only son and he said, I will drive this knife into him because I do it in obedience to God.
Kodwa isho ukuthi webaba wenzani uyangihlukumeza ke manje ofenga umtshela uma kodwa yathi ngoba ubaba ngiyamazi uyamlalela uNkulunkulu.
The son didn't cry out, Father, what are you doing? This is the most vilest thing that you could ever do.
Uma kudingeka wena uhambele imizi ngemizi ngemizi uyoxolisa ukuthi hey inkuku yakho yangena la ngathi ngane ehlabani sidle noma imbuzi ehlabani sidle awufanele zonke lezo zinto zenze.
If God instructs you that you need to go from house to house and apologize for your deed, that you said the chicken that came onto my yard, I instructed my children, kill it, let's eat. If God speaks to you, you need to obey.
UNkulunkulu ekupheke ngebhodwe encane esebenza empilweni zethu.
When God in the beginning started working in our lives, it wasn't too difficult for us to drive to Durban, drive to Johannesburg. We were, so to say, only in a small pot. But if we had maybe spoken things that were not good, we were willing to go, and no place was too far to us to make things right.
Ngo-1966 wayesipheke ngalelo bhodwe uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi esishuka kodwa uNkulunkulu wazenza imanga ngokumlalela.
In 1966 the Lord had us in a pot and was heating it up for us, and it was getting out all these unwanted starch and everything in us, that we would be softened in his hand. We were willing. Let me ask Baba Ngubane to close.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuzwa konke sikuzwileyo.
We are so thankful for all that we could hear.
Sibonga ukuzwa ngothando luka Nkulunkulu.
So thankful to hear about the love of God.
Nkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka.
For God so loved the world.
Mbuzo ngani na?
And the question is, why?
Yini eyayidala uNkulunkulu athande izwe?
Why should he love the world so?
Athande thina.
Love us so?
Thine sinje.
We in our state.
Thine sibabe kangaka.
We as evil as we are.
Esinemidlizwe emibi.
We have got such bad thoughts brewing in us.
Sine inhliziyo ezimbi.
With evil hearts.
Thine singathetheleli.
Unforgivingness.
Thine sigcwele izono nje.
We filled with sin.
Kodwa ngani uNkulunkulu asithande kangaka?
Why did he ever love us so?
Uyasibiza namanje.
And that even comes at a price now.
Okholwa wuye.
If you, he who believes in him.
Uyophila.
Will live.
Kodwa uma ungakholwa.
But if you don't believe,
ufile.
You are dead.
Umphumela wokungakholwa ukufa futhi.
And the result of disbelief is death.
Sizwile.
We have heard now.
Kubiza kangakanani ukumlalela uNkulunkulu.
How much it cost God.
Sibonelwe sihle sika Abraham.
Such a wonderful example in Abraham.
Sibonelwe sihle sentodana uIsaka.
Wonderful example in the son Isaac.
Angimangalisi uNkulunkulu wambusisa uIsaka.
No wonder God even blessed Isaac.
Wayeyingane ehlukile.
He was a different son.
Ingane emukelayo.
A willing son.
Ingane engenamagqubu.
Without any grudges.
Ingane engabambelanga uyise igqubu ukuthi ubaba angilinganise ngombese.
Just don't say, oh, I hold this grudge against my dad because he pointed a knife at me. But he believed. And he knew this instruction is from God. This what my father is doing comes from nowhere but God.
Yahlonipha lesi senzo sikayise ngoba yaqonda ukuthi kwenza kayise akuveli nje kuyena, ulalele uNkulunkulu.
He respected the deed of his father because he knew my dad doesn't just do things out of his own, but he is instructed by God to do this now.
Nathi ngeke sibusiseke uma siyolahlekelwa ile ndaba yokholwa nokulalela uNkulunkulu.
Now also we will never be blessed if this whole matter of God and his sending his son and us being cleansed and saved through him.
Indaba yokuqala iqala ekholweni.
It begins in faith.
Uzonikela kanjani ungakholwa?
How will you give your life without believing?
Okokuqala funeka uamukele ngiyakholwa ilelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
First you must accept believing that this is God's word. I accept this deed, God's deed.
Sekumele ukuba ngenze okulandelayo okukhulunywa uNkulunkulu bese kubalula. uNkulunkulu asibusise ngoba sina lokhu kulale. Kodwa mangabe singakwenzi lokho thina sibhekene nokufa nje. Lithi iBhayibheli ukwahlulela kaNkulunkulu kunalokho ongakholwa sewahlulela.
And then we wait attentively for the next instruction, for the next step that we need to take. And the Bible says that this is the judgment that came into this world, that the people believed not in the Lord. Let us believe in God, then we will have eternal life. May the Lord help us that we will take this word with us, let it rule and reign in our lives. That we learn to be obedient to God at all times. Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu osithandayo ngezi osifundise lona namhlanje.
Loving Father, we thank you for this word that instructs us today.
Ilivangeli lakho leli Nkosi.
This is your gospel.
Izisekelo Nkosi zevangeli lakho lezi.
This is the foundation of your gospel.
Uma singakholwa singakubambanga sakholwa uNkulunkulu ngeke sikubone ukuphila.
Lord, even if we haven't grasped this to believe, we will never see life.
Yikho Nkosi sicela sijula kuwe sithi Nkosi sikhumbule siphe lokhu kukholwa okweza ngendodana yakho uJesu Kristu.
That's why we plead with you, Lord. Lord, give us this belief that came through your Son Jesus Christ.
Ukuba uNkulunkulu sikholwe njengokusho kwezwi lakho ukuba nathi sizuze ukuphila okuphakade.
That we can believe as your word says, and in so doing,
it is lakho ngosokholwayo kwahlulelwa.
Your word says he who believes is not judged.
Sihawukele uNkulunkulu ukuba nathi sibe kulowo mgudu wendodana yakho uJesu Kristu, sikholwe izwi lakhe eliphilisayo nelisinikeza amandla nelisinikeza indlela nelisinikeza ukukhanya.
Help us, Lord, that through your Son we will be able to believe in him who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life and our light.
Bese kubonakala Nkosi empilweni yethu ukuthi okholwa unomahluko. Isono asiphili kuye noma siqhamuka sivela siyadalulwa siyalethwa ekukhanyeni ukuba wena uNkulunkulu ukwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu kuleyo mpilo naleyo nhliziyo.
And that we can experience this light that brings our sin to the light, that we can be cleansed, that it will be evident that this person is cleansed and washed and walks in this light.
Sicela Nkosi ube nathi ekuhlukaneni kwethu. Ube nathi futhi liqala isonto. Sihambe nawe kulona Nkosi.
Be with us in our parting. Be with us in this week ahead of us, that it will be seen that we walk with you.
Sihambe ekhanyeni kwakho njengoba wena Nkosi ukhanya kwethu.
That we walk in your light as you are the light.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.